Okay, we'll start now the second parak, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph. Yesterday, what we chazed, the whole first parak, I just put things in the right perspective, is not the only way to chazer. Don't think that chazer has to be dafka quick in 2 hours because we were time constrained. The etzim, the right way to chazer is to chazer everything. Chazer Rashi, chazer the Toises, chazer Kivega, chazer Tois, chazer everything. But you have to have time for it. So here we are limited, so we chazer just the Gemara. Obviously, if a person could chazer, he could chazer slow, and should chazer slow. Rabbi Yashav, when he used to chazer as if he learned it the first time. His whole life. Chazer every Rashi again like he learned it. There's difference. Teures rechove mine yam. So that's the point, that pshat is one does not contradict the other. Today we can chazer like this, tomorrow we can chazer a different way. Zog the Mishnah. Perek Sheni is discusses now all about, continues about Kriyashma and about the Kavonis and about the different aspects of the Kriyashma and the different parshas. Zok the Mishnah. If someone is Koyre B'Torah, meaning he's in the middle of taking a Sefer Torah, he didn't have Chumashim printed, he took a Sefer Torah and he's in the middle of being Koyre B'Torah and he's going through the Torah. And now Punkt Tzigi Azman Mikra. It became now this man of leaning Kriyishma, either B'shach B'chol, B'kumecha, one of them. So, im kiven liboy, if he's mechaven liboy, to what? To be yotze the mitzvah of B'shach B'chol, B'kumecha, to read Kriyishma. He's reading the three parshas now, then yotze. Then he's yotze Kriyishma. So, first, right away in the Etzem Pshat, the Magen Avraham, right away, Bavon, and Simen Samach Gimel, there's a Shitas Alavush, there's other Shitas that hold that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy also needs to be said, and you have to mechaven, and you have to say it. If you're in the middle of reading the Torah, you're not going to see Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy in the middle of the Parsha of Kriyishma. So what does it mean Yotze? So others taka want to bring a Rai, the Bialocha brings this, and he says it's a clearly a Rai like the Shitas Abach, other Shitas, that Baruch Shem is not included in the Ikuv, in the Kavon of Kriyishma. Upon him, you don't see Baruch Shem. Now, so you yotze if you are kiven liboy. Zok the Mishnah, beprokim. Toises right away. Bavon to see the top toises. Biushalmi amrinon broches enema akvois. Lemaisi you didn't make a birchas kriyishma. We're not talking about the avirab over here. The afbishlo omash shteim lufenev shteim lachel yotze. Because here we're talking about his kari b'tera. Dim loike in tikshim mai mahanim kiven liboy relo birch tchila. What does kiven liboy help? You weren't mevarich. We learned just not like that. Or for Kama, we just learned David Beis. Maskina said the brachas ain't ma'akvis. The Gemara said over here the whole story with the Memunah. He told the Kahanim to make one of them bracha achas yitzor avraba, and we said bracha ain't ma'akvis. It's mashmah. The Maskana was say the ain't ma'akvis in the second teretz. How brachas ma'akvis? So brachas ma'akv. So what's the Mishnah saying over here? Koyim chivin liboy. Where was the brachas? Yeshloim dosim agi b'tzibur. So this is the biggest side that by tzibur, that was the Gemara over there was talking about a coin with the memuna. Oyma lahem, they can nam dektoni. Oyma lahem a memuna. So by tzibur, then say the brachas ma'akvis, but not b'tzibur a yochid brachas is not ma'akvis, and that would come out. It's a big. Besheish talks about this barichas. Pois can talk about this legabe. What does it mean lo yotza if you don't have to say the brachas? It means just kitikuno or lemaisi. You are yotze. Here the mashmoy says the bracha is not ma'akev. Zog the Mishnah weiter. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. Beprokim. Now we're talking about being mafsik. Beprokim, that means between the prokim, between the bracha achas, second bracha of Kriyishma, between vahoyo, these are the prokim. Beprokim, shoyo bnei akoved umeshiv. Someone you're supposed to be makdim shloimoi al kovet. So then you're shoyel umeshiv. Meshiv is easier. Meshiv, you're not initiating, you're just answering. Meshiv, you're allowed to be meshiv, not kovet. Ube'emtza means in the middle of Kriyishma, in the middle of the parsha itself. So then only shoyel bnei ayira, it's a much lesser degree. Yira means, Rashi says a chiddush, yira means Adam shu yorem miponav shlo yahagayu. He might kill him. Al bnei akoved loy. Al yira you're allowed to be shoyel. Fekan dachroinim. What do you mean bnei yira? You're allowed to ask if it means he's going to kill you. So ibazoi poshet pikuach nefesh is derech kolater kula. The Rishonim asks the Rashi, the Rosh. What is Rashi saying? Pikuach nefesh. Zok the Rashi and the Rosh. They say that we're talking about bnei yira means someone who you're supposed to fear. Oviv. Rabbi, there's a din of my rapra k'mayr shmaim. There's a din of years of. So for those, you're allowed to be shoyl bnei ayira to your father, but not kuach nefesh. Kuach nefesh, you don't need Rashi to tell me that you're allowed to be shoyl bnei ayira. Kuach nefesh derech kol tar kula. So be'emtza, in the middle of kriyas shma, meaning in the middle of the pasha or in the middle of the bracha, shoyl bnei ayira u'meishiv divramei. That's from Meir Shita that be'emtza it's only shoyl bnei ayira and you'll answer. Respond. Rabbi Yehuda is more mekel. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Be'emtza shom bnei ayira. On that part, he doesn't argue. You're allowed to be shom bnei ayira. Umeishiv bnei akovet. You're allowed to even answer in the middle bnei akovet. Initiate as covered. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to start in the middle of the passion as covered. Someone mechubed and ask him what's held. Shalom aleichem. No, but to answer bnei akovet, that you could do in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda is more mekel. Likewise, Rabbi Yehuda is more mekel when it comes to prokim. Ube prokim, that means between the prokim, where Tanakama said only shoyl bnei hakoved umeishiv. Zok Reb Yehuda shoyl bnei hakoved, that he doesn't argue with. You'll have to be shoyl initiate bnei hakoved between the prokim umeishiv shalom l'chol adam. Not even bnei hakoved. Someone don't have to be mechabed. Stam a person, hoy poloi, regular person. You'll have to be meishiv l'chol adam even be prokim. That is the machlokes. Reb Yehuda Remei or Remei is more machmer. Reb Yehuda more mekel. Zok the Mishnah, Eilu hein bein aprokim. What are the bein aprokim? What are they? Bein bracha rishon l'shnia, between the first bracha and the second bracha, before I have a rabbi. Bein shnia l'shma, after aboich bar mitzvah b'avo, before shma. Bein shma l'vahoyo, that means right before v'hoyo. Don't say v'hafta, it means v'hoyo. Bein shma l'vahoyim shemoya. Bein v'hoyim shemoya l'vayoymer. That means right before v'yoymer starts. That's called bein aprokim. Bein v'yoymer le'emes v'yatziv. That means right before emes. Right before emes. Rabbi Yehuda oymer, bein v'yoymer le'emes v'yatziv lo yafsik. Yinala b'mafsik between v'yoymer and emes v'yatziv. The Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Yehuda argues on this. Nekuda. Here's more machmeh. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Kolcho, Anudin. What's trying to say that dvarim? Why is the parsha shema kabbalas malch shemaim before the parsha v'hoyim shemoya? Zok the Gemara, k'deshi kabbal all of all malchus shemaim tchila va'achr mekabbal of all mitzvahs. After all, v'hoyim shemoya is kabbalas mitzvahs. So you want to be mekabbal all malchus shemaim before you mekabbal all mitzvahs, and it makes sense al pisvara also. Obviously, a person. After he's mekabel al malchus shemayim, then he's mekabel mitzvahs. Mitzvahs you're not going to do until you mekabel first on yourself al malchus. So that's pshat in that seder. What about the second parsha? V'hoyim shemoya is before vayomer. Why? Shavahoyim shemoya noyeg bein b'yom ubein b'laylo. Because v'hoyim shemoya has the parsha of v'limadetem. V'limadetem oizem is b'neichem, which is Talmud Torah. So v'hoyim shemoya is noyeg bein b'yom v'laylo v'gisa b'yom v'laylo. Tzitzis, is like you're saying, is only noyeg b'yoyim. V'yoyim has in it tzitzis, so it's only noyeg b'yoyim. Now, Raj, what? Since it's less time that there's a mitzvah, it's only noyeg b'yoyim. So you first, the precedent is the order is first v'hoyo, which is noyeg b'yoyim v'laila because Talmud Torah, and then v'yoyim, which is only tzitzis. Now Rashi explains, Dr. Rashi, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, v'yoyim and noyeg b'yoyim. The mishtoi betzitzis she'en a negas v'yoyim the chesivu isa moisa prat leksus lailo. There's a machloekes balkoponim ksus lailo. So mainly it's only noeg b'yoyim. Frek the tzlach, frek the noeg b'yehuda. What do you mean? V'yoyim doesn't only have tzitzis. V'yoyim also has the pasha v'tzias mitzrayim. We just learned on the last omed, the last mishnah, the last perek that ben zoyma says that atshadosha ben zoyma that tzias mitzrayim and negas ben b'yoyim ben b'lailo. So if it's noeg ben b'yoyim b'lailo, what's the mailo v'hoya? Because it's Noeg ben b'yoyim v'layla, because Talmud Torah v'yoyim is also noeg ben b'yoyim v'layla. Which part of v'yoyim? The parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, Rashi, what's he saying? Zokt the tzlach, the noeg b'yuda, is muchach that the Yeshua ben Korch in the Mishnah that says loma kidma parshma l'v'hoyo or loma kidma v'hoyo before v'yoyim. It holds like the Rabbonon that kol is marbi l'moyis Mashiach and not layla. And that's why Taket's not noyik b'yoyim v'layla, it's only noyik b'yoyim. And he doesn't say, b'davzan etzlach. You have to be the tzlach. You have to be the Nari Biyuda to say, Reb Shua ben Koch holds like the chomim ha'koponim. That's his cheshbon, very simple cheshbon, what he makes in the Rashi.
Yeah, but halacha, we hold not that way.
Yeah, correct. Correct, correct. So Pshua ben Karcha,
he himself.
100%, of course. Of course, we say it by night. The or the shtak of diuk l'chayra. Unless the ikka pasha of vayomer is the pasha of tzitzis, it's not like that. The ikka pasha is mitzrayim pashas. It's one pasha. It's not going to answer. So maybe because it has in it a mitzvah, that's only, maybe you can answer like this. You're right. Vayomer is, la halacha has yomer laila. But it has in it also a pasha that's only noyeg vayomer. So mainly we said it after the pasha of vayomer.
No, but it's what, that's why I say
the last. The question is, in Say that Dvarim, you first say something that's Noyig Le'am B'Layla. Doesn't mean it's less of mitzvah. We don't know the Schar mitzvahs. But it's Faket, Sitz is Skula Connect Kolot Tarikula. Ask a good Kasha. Sitz is Skula Connect Kolot Tarikula. That should be a reason. He's being Derish, the Parshas, Al Pidrush L'Chara, that why it's first. So you have to answer, even according to the Tzlach, even Nochdem, that L'mais, it has it in the Parsha that's only B'Yoyim and B'Layla. Now, Tosis be'emtza shoyl mnei hakoved shoyl mipnei hayira. Tosis says, second Tosis uposak ben Mishmaya ben Mishmaya paskent b'mokem she'osa l'saper osa l'daba afilu b'loshen kodesh. This, some people have a misconception. They wash their hands and then they suddenly talk loshen kodesh. If you're not allowed to be mafsi, you're not allowed to be mafsi. It doesn't make a difference loshen kodesh or not. V'chem mash mitoch masnisin. Because after all, we're talking about Kriyishma, we'll see soon, okay? Uvishalmi koma afilu be'emtza ha-posuk, even in the middle of the posuk, ravuna b'shem ha-b'yosu omav dibat bo mikan she'esh shus l'dabel. Even that's called be'emtza, even in the middle of the posuk, not between psukim in the parasha. There's two ways of learning be'emtza. Does be'emtza mean between psukim in the parasha, or mean in the middle of the posuk alone? And he covered not in mishim. Okay. I just wanted to bring out the point in Tosis that when you osa l'sap, it's even osa b'loshen kodesh. Zok the Gemara. Shema mino from the Mishnah that says, Hoyekoyre b'toyre, en higiyaz man ha-mikra, im kivin libo yifim ha-chavin libo yoyotso, shema mino mitzvah tzichas kavona, yavishtak raya, that mitzvah tzichas kavona. It says im kivin libo. Now we know mitzvah tzichas kavona is a grace of machlokes. Zok Rashi, she is miskaven l'shem mitzvah. You have to miskaven l'shem mitzvah. V'tikshel rabbi. Rabbi holds in Roshana. Dom says Roshana. Hatikei l'shir yotzo. If someone blows shofar, not l'shem mitzvah tkiyah shofar, but l'shem because he likes the musical instrument, he's yotzo. Mitzvah tzichas kavona. So it's a raya, not like that man the Omar. And we see clearly mitzvah tzichas kavona from this Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Gemara is match the raya. There's no raya mitzvah tzichas kavona from here. Mayim kiven liboy. What it means is im kiven liba likois. It doesn't mean likavona for the mitzvah. It means im kiven liba to read. I have to have kavona to read. What am I doing? I'm reading. I have to have kavona to read. Frekti Gemara, this obvious kasha. Likois, you need kavona to read. Boka kori. Reading, what he's doing is a maizah kori. He's reading. You need kavona to read. You are reading. If you don't need kavona for mitzvahs, so you are reading. What do you mean kavona to read? What do you have to? You have to have hachonas to read. You are reading. So melech wants mind of community in chavon and namachavon. The maizah you're reading. Enter the Gemara, Gevaldige Teretz, Bekoire Lahagia. We're talking about a person that is reading Lahagia. Lahagia means he's Magia Sefer Torah. That type of reading, you have to have Kavona that you are reading the same Kriya and not Koire Lahagia. What does that mean? Zog Rashi. Koire Lahagia. Zog Rashi Bekoire Lahagia as a Sefer im Yesh Leitos. Da filu Likia Nami La Miskaven. He's not even Miskaven for Kriya. Which is be'etzim shver. What do you mean he's not miskaven to you? At the end of the day, he's reading. Oh, so Tosis says a similar term. Zok Tosis, b'koyre lagia, pirush b'kuntus, she'ein miskaven likrois, is not miskaven likrois, and that the Gemara says, koyre lag, that you mean miskaven likrois, but it's not a right to the suga mitzvah kavona, it's the etzim kriya. In fact, Tosis tema, akati hokokori, what do you mean you have to miskaven to likrois? You are reading. Who cares that you're koyre lagia? Which kavona are we talking about? Al korach nira zoktesis bekoire lahagia sheene koire hatevis kilchoson unekudoson elokiksivoson kori kedele hovin bechaseres viyeseros kamoi letatefas umezuzas. When he is reading letoitefos, he's not saying letoitefos because he wants to make sure that he's rewriting Letoita for his chasa. So he says, when he reads it, Lagia, he says Letatavas to himself in order to make sure that he writes it correctly. That is, so that the type of Kriya Taka not going to be Yotza. Because that type of Kriya, so that's why Taka, with no Raya, you have to say Avada, he read it correctly. I know what that means. At the end of the day, you're Yotza Kriya Shema. So what does that mean? He's being Kira Lagia. Oh, but im kiven liber lav dafka. So that's what it means. New touch in kiven. Im kiven liber lav dafka. Ela kaloi malikos kedin kudosan kilchosan. The Mishnah is being mechadish. This person is koyel lagia. That means he's reading. Usually he reads. If it's not zman kriyash, he would have said letatafas because he wants to make sure he writes it chosa. But im kiven liboy meaning zaktois doichik deket pshat in le kiven liboy. Im kiven liboy meaning and mechaven to likros kedin to say letoitafos. Then yetaki yotzer. You have to read it correctly. You're not going to be Yotze Krishma if you read it like you would have read it, Letatafas, to make sure that you're being writing correctly. But if now it's Man Krishma and you want to make sure you're Yotze, so in Kivan Liboy, you have to read it correctly. And that's Pshat in Kivan Liboy. A whole new Pshat. So he answers Rashi that it doesn't mean a Stam HaMaisa Mechavan Likrois. What does that mean? You're always Mechavan Likrois, you're reading.
He's arguing Rashi.
What's Pshat in Rashi? Well, Nachronim talk about this Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Likrois. What does it mean exactly? There has to be some type of kavona that's not the sugya mitzvah's kavona, but a kavona likrois, meaning maybe it can't just be koira when you're spaced out. But that's not mitzvah's kavona. It's not a right to the sugya of Rosh Hashanah of Kivan Lashir, but it's a minimal type of kavona which is less than the sugya of mitzvah's kavona. That's you have to answer in Rashi. I mean, there's a lot of raid on this mitzvah's kavona. I'll just mention a few things. A very sadistic thing. I didn't really mention it the other day. We had a big sugya about if you have Sheikha and you have Yayin. So Tosfos Rashi has a kasha on Daf Yud Beis. What do you mean if you said the bracha correctly, like Rashi learns, just your kavana by the beginning of the bracha was that you think it's hagofen? Mitzvah tzichas kavana for Tosfos. That was Tosfos kasha. Tosfos answered, faket the kavana shteres. Thinking hagofen is going to shter. That was Tosfos teres. Rabbeinu Yoina says another teres in that Tosfos. Zok Rabbeinu Yoina, big yisoid in mitzvahs kavana. When do we say that kavana, you don't need kavana, and Tosfos Kasha is correct? When is Einzichus Kavana? When you do a Maisa. When you do a Maisa mitzvah, then you don't need kavana. Masha ain't kein a broch of Hagofen or Shahakol. Since it's not a Maisa, it's a Dibu Ba'alma. By a Dibu, you need kavana, Zok Rabbeinu Yoina. That's how he answers Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos had a Kasha. Who cares that your kavana and Baruch to Hashem was Hagofen at the end of the mitzvah and Tzichus Kavana? Tosfos answers for Keter Kavana Shteres. Rabbeinu Yoina answers because mitzvahs Tzichus Kavana by a non Maisa. When it's only a Dibur, you need Kavana. Oh, that's Rabbeinu Yoina's Teretz. Zogen Dachroinim, the Bach is Magi on the Rabbeinu Yoina, and he says, according to this, if by not a Dibur, you don't need if by not a mice you need kavana, what's the shakla v'tai in the Gemara? Mitzvah tzichus kavana or mitzvah not tzichus kavana? We're matcha. We just said Rabbeinu Yoni said by a dibur you need kavana. A bomb kasher. What's planned in the mission over here in the Gemara over here that says in Perek Beis that by kriyashma with the sugya riot to tzichus kavana ain't tzichus kavana koyel b'terek kiven liboy. That's the kasher going to Rabbeinu Yoni. Zogin da'achroinim. The Blazer Shach has a shtick on this, and he says that when does Rabbeinu Yoni say that when you don't do a ma'is, you have to have kavana? That's by a dibur like a brocha. Meaning, the brocha has to shtel tzu to the ma'isa of the eating of the apple. How do you shtel tzu that mayo eitz is connected to the apple, the bite that you just took? Only when you have kavana. When the ma'isa dibur, when it's a dibur and not a ma'isa, and the dibur has to connect to something, to a ma'isa achila, then you need kavana. But when the dibur is independent on its own. It stands on its own. Kriya Shema is not pshat. It has to be chal on something. The dibur is a dibur for the atzmoy. Then that dibur is taka ein tzichas kavana, even according to Rabbeinu Yoina. When is it's a tif of lomdus, Rabbi Shaka saying. When is a dibur not need kavana? I'm sorry. When is a dibur need kavana, Rabbeinu Yoina, lafukia maisa? A dibur that has to be chal on something. You have to connect the bracha with achila. So then you taka Rabbeinu Yoni says you need kavana. Masha ein kein, when it's a dibur that stands independent on its own, like Kriya Shema, that dibur would not need kavana. Others say because a bracha you can be mekayim behirer. So then taka you would need kavana by a dibur. A bracha can be mekayim behirer maybe, but Kriya Shema you can't be yoytze behirer. Kriya Shema you have to say. Maybe Shemei Akoin, it's a whole shayla, we see that in the base, in Minoyam, the Goin, a Kabbalah, a Machshmaim. But Kabbalah, that's all the territory that Akoinim give. Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah is a big sugya in Shas. We know that halacha, every time a person does a maisa mitzvah, we know that by sukkah you have to have special kavanah. But the maisa, the bihalacha, they all bring chayodom, that if a person does a maisa mitzvah without kavanah, the maisa is yoytze, because why else is he taking the lulav and shaking dalad minim? What is he taking the palm tree and shaking? What is he, voodoo? What is he doing? So there's a stomadic kavanah, even if we pass on halacha mitzvah kavanah in Shulchan Aruch. But the maisa is yoytze the lulav, if you have no kavanah, you take the lulav, you made the bracha. Aye, what's the pshat? Because thus is the kavanah. The kavanah is, you're doing as a maisa, that's ultimately the kavanah. Zog the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Ki Hashma. Kichsova. That means Kriyashma is written Kichsova. Divi Rabbi. That means Dafka Loshen HaKoidish. Kichsova is written Loshen Koidish. There's no saying Kriyashma in a different Loshen and to be Yoitza. Chachomim Oimrim B'chol Loshen. Kriyashma can be said in any Loshen. Zok Mo Mai Taimi the Rabbi. What's the reason of Rabbi that says that it's Kichsova Dafka Loshen Koidish? Omako V'hoyu. It says, "V'hoyu advogim b'havi yosin yehei." The way it's written, the rabbonon, my tamayu that they say b'chol loshen, omakro shma. It says shma. Shma means hear. B'chol loshen tashmeh. Whatever you hear, however you hear, that means in any loshen. Now, be'etzem b'chol loshen, you still have to know. The Mishbura brings this. L'toytefoyz. How do you translate l'toytefoyz? I think even our school just writes l'toytefoyz. Certain words, you have to know exactly how to transfer, so you have to translate it. So, b'chol loshen is, in loshen kodesh, you're saying it, so loshen be'etzim, you're saying it. So then, understanding is a whole different sugya. Pirush hamilas, that's something else. That we're going to see soon in the Gemara, you have to know the first pasuk, al tol alavecha, but the etzim translation, so b'chol loshen is not so simple. B'kvegas and tshuvas, he goes against his moicha on chadoshim mikerev banu, that want to write kriyashma in laws for women to understand what they're saying. And they say, and they want to make sidurim, that women should understand what they're saying. They didn't understand loshen kodesh, so kriyashma in laws. He came out against that. He says, kriyashma should be loshen kodesh because of l'toytefoyz, things like that. What did you say? Men too, correct. Zog di Gemara b'kivega din. I guess that wasn't the at those days that wasn't the shtvar hashor. It was about the women that didn't understand. Zog di Gemara. So we have a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbonon. Cheshmen of the Gemara. Kiyashma is b'alshin kodesh or b'chaloshin. The yedashin v'hoyo. V'hoyu or the yedashin shema b'chaloshin at shemea. Ule Rebbe that says dafka loshin kodesh. That you have to hear the words. Doesn't mean you have to say it loud that it stares the person next to you in shul. It means you have to be even whisper and you hear what you're saying. The Rabbonon Savri Lu Commander Omar, Rabbonon hold that you don't have to hear. Savri Commander Omar, you don't have to hear. Track the Mol Rabbonon Nami Nafakert, Ul Rabbonon Nami Oxiv, Vahoyu, it says Vahoyu, Vahoyu connotes. Dafka b'loshin kodesh b'avi yoson. Zok ma humi boyele shle yikle mafreya. Don't read backwards. What does backwards mean? Zok Rashi gavaldi gechidish in mafreya. Zok Rashi v'loyle mafreya. Rashi is in the middle of midvorim advorim. V'loyle mafreya kegoin u'bishorecha beisecha mezuzois. Not pshat. You say a posik. Out of order, lemafreya, but you say the etzem word bishorecha beisecha mezuzois. Fregen the achronim on that. What do you mean? The Rashbitz asked the kasha. What's the chiddush that bishorecha beisecha mezuzois? You're not yoitza. Of course you're not yoitza. Well, you're not saying anything. You're talking Chinese. So he says lemafreya. This lav dafki is matzik the Rashi. Lemafreya means they give mahapach the seder of the pasuk. As I said, behedin Rambam and Hilchos Kriyas Maperek Beis Yud Aleph. Lemafreya means a pasuk mu'ucha before a pasuk muktim, but not the words in the pasuk. Backwards. That's not lemafreya. But upon him, that is how he learns. Shloyik lemafreya v'hoyu is come to tell me not lemafreya. V'rebi shloyik lemafreya. And only how did you know that? So Gemara nafkele midvorim hadvorim. It says v'hoyu hadvorim. There's extra. Hey, hadvorim. Hadvorim is telling me not lemafreya. V'rabon hadvorim hadvorim ledashi. So they don't need the extra hey because they don't dash in it. Zok the Gemara lememre from here you can deduce the sova Rebbe. Rebbe that says that kriyashma has to be said dafka. In Loshen Kodesh, is the cholateru kula b'chol Loshen Emra. The fact that you have to speak out and say Kriyashma is b'Loshen Kodesh must be cholateru kula is b'chol Loshen Emra. Otherwise, if cholateru is b'Loshen Kodesh, what are you singling out Kriyashma? The Isak that b'Loshen Kodesh Emra. If cholateru is b'Loshen Kodesh, Vahoyu, the Kozak Rachmanu Lomli, you need a special pasuk to tell me Vahoyu Bavi Yosin, yay, that Kriyash Raz Lashon Kodesh, everything is Lashon Kodesh. So Gemara, there's no raya, itzrich, bishum dechsev Shema. After all, it says Shema. Shema is mashma, choloshat Shema. So you need Vahoyu. You need Vahoyu, lafuke becholoshat Shema, even if Kolotera is dafkin Lashon Kodesh too. Now the Gemara says, Faket, lememr de sovar. The Savi Rabbanon, the Cholateru Kula B'Loshen Kodesh. Rabbanon that say that Kriyash Maz B'Choloshen, they must hold that Cholateru Kula is Dafka B'Loshen Kodesh. Why? The Isak that B'Choloshen Emgo. If Cholateru Kula is also B'Choloshen, so Shema, the Kozak Rachman Alomani, you need Shema to tell me B'Choloshen Ad Shemea by Kriyash Maz, Cholateru Kula is B'Choloshen Ad Shemea. You need a single Ad Shema? So Gemara, there's no raya to forget this for her. Itzrich, you still need to tell me Shema, Choloshat Shemea, even if Kolot Torikul is also B'Choloshen. Why? Mishum Dechsev, because it says V'hoyu, V'hoyu would connote B'Havi Yosin Yeh, Dafkin Loshin Kodesh. So mainly each one has a Chiddush, and it's not a raya to Kolot Torikul. What does it mean, Kolot Torikul? Zogt Rashi, Midi Itzrich Lekol Kriyash Meshte Kuchsova, the fact that you tell me that Kriyash Meshte is Dafkin Loshin Kodesh, Svirile B'Shar Kolot Torah, B'Choloshin Nehma Likhois. So that means the Shah Kol HaTorah is in order to read it B'Choloshin. What does that mean? Zok Tosis, B'Choloshin HaKodesh. Pirush Rashi Perakshen in the Megillah Likhois B'Torah, to read. What do you mean to read? V'lo Nihira. So Ezra Tikkun Kriyas HaTorah. Who is Mesakin Kriyas HaTorah? Ezra. Before Ezra, there was no Kriyas HaTorah. So what are you telling me? The Pasuk is coming Lafuke. What Kol HaTorah Kula is B'Choloshin? There's no such thing as Kol HaTorah Kula reading it B'Choloshin. There's no Kriyas HaTorah until Ezra came along. What happened before Ezra? Umikamados Ezra V'Hoyu Lomeli. You're telling me V'Hoyu is telling me that it's B'Havayosin B'Loshin Kodesh because Kol HaTorah Kula is B'Choloshin. There is no Kriyas HaTorah before Ezra. So how did V'Hoyu coming Lafuke Kol HaTorah Kula reading? There are Pashas before Kriyas HaTorah, before Ezra, that you had to read. That's the Raisa. The Raisa means before Ezra. Kamoi, Pashas Zohar, Inami Mikra Bekurim, Vidu Maisa, Pashas Chalitza, Shmitz B'Tar Likoison, Afa Pikein B'Choloshin Emra. Those could be Saka said B'Choloshin. And Tosis Tkara doesn't mention Pashas Parah, because that's the whole question. If Parah is the Raisa or not, he says Zohar Dafka. And those you can read, the Parshas Chalitza, the Parshas Bikurim, Parshas Zohar, those you can read B'Choloshin. The Ritva, other Yisharim say another pshat in what's in the Gei B'Choloshin. Nafkamina is you have to be going to the Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah that's written B'Choloshin doesn't have a Kedusha, you have to be going to it or not. So if it's B'Choloshin Nemo, then it's that Nischalka B'Shivim Loshin. Then you have to be going to it. If not, then you don't have to. Just to finish with one akuda, the Bach says over here, the Gemara, the Mishnah beginning started saying, Shol b'nei ha-kovid u-meshiv. That means, the prokim, you're allowed to be Shol b'nei ha-kovid u-meshiv. You're allowed to answer. Zok the Bach in Simon Samachay brings a raya that you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of davening, even from Baruch Sha'omer onward, if the tzibur is up to Shema. Why? If you're allowed to be meshiv b'nei ha-kovid, so saying, Mekabal o-malch shemayim is ein lecha kovid golem mizeh. So maybe you should be able to be mafsik. Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says clearly not like that. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to be mafsik and say Shema when the tzibur is up to Shema if you're ready in middle of Baruch Sha'omer. So the pshat is because ain lecha kovid golem izeh. You're saying you're worried about the kovid of the Eibishter. Zehu kvoido. The kovid of the Eibishter is to continue davening where you're up to after Baruch Sha'omer and not to be mafsik. But kaponim, that's the Bach is mechadish from this Mishnah that you're allowed to be the bina kovid. Kabbalah Zamach Shemaim is like Gora from Kovid, and you would be able to. We'll stop over here by the bottom, by the two dots, with Gimel and Aleph.